This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank God for Facebook. I just got a Facebook reminder that my cat, Shaky Boo, his birthday is today, August 16th. I celebrated it 2 days ago because I got a Facebook reminder of an old memory of me celebrating Shaky's birthday then. So basically, I don't even know what my cat's birthday is, and Shaky Boo is like one of my children. I mean, sometimes I love him more than my kids. I hate to say that. It just, he doesn't backtalk as much, even though he's a real jerk to me. So, Shaky Boo, I apologize for mixing up your birthday. Happy birthday, Shaky Boo. Just a real quick history for those of you that do not remember Shaky Boo. Shake was part of two cats we adopted from a stray, Shake and Bake. After, remember, Talladega Nights, Shake and Bake. So we had Shake and Bake, two boys. They were just little peas in a pod. And Bake, his brother, died when all those pets were dying of the food. Remember the canned food was causing kidney disease and kidney failure? So Shake lost his brother, Bake. So we were calling him Shake, and nobody understood that. Chocolate Shake, Vanilla Shake, you know, Shake it up. You know, what does it mean? So we, and you know, he's kind of a manly man type of cat, you know, and he's like, look, you know, my name kind of stinks. So I go, well, why don't we call you Shaky Boo? And will that work? And he's like, no, that doesn't work. And he's part, you know, Latino. So we called him Sacudito. And Sacudito is Spanish for Shaky Boo. And he's been working pretty good with the whole Sacudito thing. But I must be really losing it. I don't even remember my cat's birthdays. Another small confession. I always forget one of my other son's birthdays. My first son was born February 26th. And my husband is born February 24th. And so even if I forget the exact date, I know deep, deep into February, we got a bunch of birthdays. And so I'm okay there. But the other one was born October 25th. And we had a lot of relatives die the last week of October. We have an October 26th and October 27th. There's a whole bunch of weird stuff that happened in my family in October. And so I put October out of my mind. So all of a sudden my kid has a birthday coming up, and I'm like, when is it? And he's like, it's October 25th. Mom, what's wrong with you? So I don't know what it is. You guys take this stuff for granted that, oh, man, we remember birthdays, and, you know, birthdays are easy. No, they're not. They're really, really difficult for me, so I'm not doing that good. And I think the reason why I'm not doing that good is I'm a little shaky today. What happened is I had to make an executive decision this morning, and now I don't know if I made the proper decision. And I had to double down on that decision that I made, and I'm still, you know, conflicted on if I made a good move. So basically what happened is, you know, I teach at Toro University, Nevada, and I have a class today I'm supposed to teach. And it's a type of class where I teach them professionalism and, you know, how to deal with patients, etc. And I completely forgot that somewhere in the syllabus, we have them dress in their coats, etc. Well, I get a note today at 6 in the morning asking if the students, by a student, are all supposed to dress professionally. Now, I didn't realize that the syllabus said, nah, only when patients are around. In class, you can be comfortable. Well, I had to make an executive decision, and I didn't remember what we said before because, again, my memory is starting to fade. So I said, yes, dress professionally. Well, all of a sudden now, there's all this ramification, but I'm not dressed professionally. I'm already on campus. I'm this, that. I was like, oh, no. And I don't know if I should change my mind or triple down. I decided to double down because I'm like, you know what? You know, Donald Trump has to do this every day, and I can't make an executive decision on how the students are supposed to dress. Are you kidding me? I don't know how politicians do it, but I made this decision. I'm probably going to have a lot of fallout for this decision. I know I'm going to make some people grumpy, and I may not be voted president myself based on the decision I made, but you want to know what? At least I made a decision. At least I did something. And I think I'm going to change my attitudes towards politics and towards life in general. I am tired of trying to please both sides. Like, some of you guys don't like my show, and some of you guys really don't like my show. So why am I trying to appease to both of you guys? I am going to do, both two people that listen to my show. I am going to make executive decisions from here on out. So, if I want to talk about something on my show, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to go, oh, do you guys want me to talk about this? Or do you want me to talk about this? To hell with it. Like, I guess they found modern apples, and they originated in Kazakhstan. I think that's a cool story. I'm going to talk about that. And apparently there's a guy that shot a nail into his heart. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he shot himself. He lived. I want to talk about that. Some of you guys are freaking out about that protein shake story where a woman died from taking in too much protein shakes and protein supplements. Now, I'll calm your fears down with that, but I want to talk about that. So I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about, right? I am going to celebrate my cat's birthday, whatever the hell I want to celebrate it, whether it's his birthday or not. I am going to take a political stand on anything I wish, no matter what people think of me. All right, whether it's a Republican or a Democratic or an independent ideology, I am going to say my case, and I don't care where it falls. But, you know, I think we just have too many wishy-washies out there, and we just need to stand up and say, you know what, this is what we're going to do. All right, so in terms of politics, I don't know where Trump is today. I don't know what he's tweeted, but I know that a bunch of Congress people are running around trying to figure out what the heck to do with health care. My advice to you is make an executive decision within your district and stick to it and say, you know what, I'm going to fix this. Because this healthcare thing sucks, especially since I now have to go to the doctor to figure out why I forgot my own cat's birthday and I can't remember my kids' birthdays. So I don't want to pay my big deductible. So please fix healthcare. If I can make an executive decision, you all can too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bye. BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. We have the latest on John Hurt's death. Unfortunately, the Home Alone and Big actor, and he was also in The Sopranos, John Hurt, had passed away July 21st in his hotel room. And there was a lot of speculation because he had just had minor back surgery a couple days prior, and he was recovering from that. And so there was a lot of speculation that it could have been narcotics or an accidental overdose. Unfortunately, we found that he had died of a heart attack. And according to the Santa Clara County Medical Examiner's Office, his heart attack was the result of atherosclerotic and hypertensive heart disease. As you've seen John Hurt in many movies, you know, he's most known for the handsome dad in Home Alone. Kind of kept it together while the mom was freaking out that, come on, was, you know, not on the plane or in the car or wherever they were going. But arteriosclerotic heart disease and hypertensive heart disease, they sound like two different things. And they technically are. There's obviously different pathologies involved in that. But basically, arteriosclerotic heart disease is where your heart becomes diseased because you have arteriosclerosis. So plaques made with cholesterol and calcium, fatty deposits that clog the arteries that prevent good blood from flowing into the heart muscle to supply the heart muscle is arteriosclerotic heart disease. Hypertensive heart disease occurs when high blood pressure accelerates heart disease. So high blood pressure could constrict blood flow, could cause an enlargement of the heart, a thickening of the muscle. And so when you have thick heart muscle, people think, well, you know, it's like lifting weights. It's like bodybuilding. A thicker heart muscle means a better pump. Not entirely. When you thicken the heart muscle, the heart sometimes thickens kind of on the wrong end. And so rather than having a nice area of volume for blood to pump, you have less volume because the heart is so thick. So people with thickened heart muscle, one, it's a sign that they're struggling and that the heart has to work harder. And two, it doesn't allow as much blood to get pumped throughout the heart. Because remember, the main purpose of the heart is to pump blood, not oxygenate. All the heart is a pump. It's a pretty damn good one. Okay? So, unfortunately, when you have arteriosclerotic and hypertensive heart disease, both of those combined, especially if there's ischemic blood flow or lack of blood flow, could unfortunately institute a heart attack. John Hurd, you'll see people say, oh, he's 71. I don't understand why they keep saying he's 71 years old. He was born March 7th, 1945, so he's 72. But had a pretty successful acting career, and there's a lot of shows post-production that will still be seeing him, and may he rest in peace. Also, may she rest in peace, this Australian bodybuilder we talked about yesterday, who died after eating a high-protein diet. Now, this has freaked out a lot of people. I wrote an article on this explaining what happened, and we touched upon this yesterday. Megan Heffert, a 25-year-old bodybuilder, was found unconscious June 19th in her West Australia apartment. And she was pronounced dead days later. And she's a mother of two. And apparently she had a rare genetic disorder, that prevented her from metabolizing her high-protein diet. And I wrote about this disorder, and I want to break it down for you, so let me get my article, because I don't like the way some of these other people do their articles, and I really like mine. But this urea cycle disorder is very rare, all right? In fact, they're actually thinking that some of these kids that die of SIDS may have this urea cycle disorder. So the urea cycle is supposed to be, it exists to help break down protein. Protein byproducts can be toxic. You have nitrogen. The nitrogen is formed into ammonia. And these levels of pneumonia, if they don't get metabolized themselves or broken down, can cause brain swelling, coma, seizures, death. Or not in that order. And MedicalNet talks about how 80% of the nitrogen excreted needs to be in the form of urea. And urea is the product that we excrete in urine. So from protein to urea, there's a process. And that process is the urea cycle. So there's a bunch of series of reactions. And for those of you that really, really like chemistry, I'll tell you some of them, okay? One step is the Krebs-Heinzelite cycle, where ammonia that's produced in the mitochondria, these are the mitochondria of cells. Again, ammonia is a toxic product of the nitrogen metabolism, that occurs not only with a basic living function of cells, but also what you eat. So you have nitrogen as a byproduct, because when your cells, you know how with us, when we breathe in, we breathe in oxygen, but we breathe out carbon dioxide. That's a waste product. We also poop, right? All right. Well, cells kind of breathe out and poop and do stuff too. Maybe not literally, but figuratively. And so cells, in order for cells to do their job, they have to emit compounds. And this compound can build up, and our body is supposed to clean it up, so to speak, okay? So basically, you got this Krebs-Heinzelt cycle where ammonia is produced by the cells, or what we eat, is converted to carbamoyl phosphate by an enzyme called carbamoyl phosphate synthetase 1. Then the second step is taking this carbamoyl group from the carbamoyl phosphate to ornithine to make something called citrulline. I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, I take sertraline. No. We're not talking about Zoloft, okay? This is called citrulline. And you need enzymes to make this happen. Once you have citrulline, it's released to then later become catalyzed into arginosuccinate, then we use the citrulline using an enzyme to make ATP, energy. And then from there, there's some cleavage involved. Woohoo, I know. There's some cleavage involved to form fumarate and then arginine. From there, arginine is broken down into urea and ornithine. And I remember learning this in medical school, and I remember getting an A on this test. Right? But basically, in a nutshell, this urea cycle has to take the nitrogen and the ammonia from cells or from what you eat and convert it into urea to dump in the urine. Now, if a baby has this, and this usually, we would diagnose this early on because the baby's lethargic, not eating, something's up. It's rare. It's only like 1 in 35,000 births. But, you know, this would be picked up early on, or unfortunately, if it's not picked up, the baby could die. And they believe that 20% of SIDS, or sudden infant deficit syndrome, could be because of that. Also, according to the National Urea Cycle Disorders Foundation, some children with autism spectrum and behavioral disorders may have undiagnosed urea cycle disorders. Now, the big question you guys have is, wait a second, I'm an adult, I bodybuild, I take in protein, I take in creatine, how do I know that this isn't going to do this to me? That's what's so scary about this. This woman was 25 years old. Only now, you know, we come to find out that she had this disorder. So, you know, we're told to take in 0.8 grams of protein per kilo normally. So if you're a 100 kilo man, right, you know, 212 pounds or whatever, you know, you're supposed to be taking in about 80 grams of protein a day. If you are a competitive athlete, it could be twice that. So you do the calculation. You're like, all right, I'm getting my grams of protein. And remember, you know, cheese is 7 grams. A hamburger could be 30 grams. It's really easy to eat that much grams of protein. It's really easy to get that into you already. So some of you guys are supplementing, and you may be mathematically supplementing correctly. But as a physician, I need to tell people, look, you may be doing the math right. You may be doing it textbook perfect. But what if your kidneys or your body's not on the same page? And so some of us may have urea cycle disorders, but we just don't push ourselves to the limit. Now, too much ammonia, even too much creatine, protein powder, if you look at the side effects, it's fatigue, lethargy, vomiting, respiratory issues, behavioral issues, cognitive issues, headaches, difficulties walking, seizures, and then unfortunately could cause brain swelling and death. You need to make sure that your kidneys are on the same page with whatever your calculations may accurately be. And if the kidneys are like, nah, I don't want all this protein, they're going to win. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Sal, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a man accidentally shoots himself in the heart with a nail gun, and he lives. I'm looking at a picture of the nail sticking out of his body. It must have been a real long nail because I see about an inch and a half of this nail outside of his body, but in the lower left part of the chest. And they say, according to Washington Post, the CDC says that you could face injury or death from double firing or from wielding the tool while in an awkward bodily position. Why? Because these nail guns fire off these nails at speeds of 90 miles per hour. So we're being told that this nail was about 3.5 inches. And his name is Doug Bergeson of Wisconsin, Peshtigo, Wisconsin. And he double-fired a nail gun while he was in an awkward position. And it unfortunately penetrated his heart. I guess 7 weeks ago, he was using the nail gun to install a fireplace in a house where he's building, I guess, in a house he's building for his family. He had to reach up, standing on his tippy toes, wrap his left arm around and behind the wooden frame in such a way that the gun would be facing his body when he pulled the trigger, with only a very little thin piece of wood in between. But what ended up happening was the gun, I guess, double fired. So it fired two nails in quick succession instead of one, and the second nail, he said, ricocheted and went into his chest. So this guy really had a bad day. He is a farmer who also does construction for a living, said he didn't initially feel the nail under his body, but when he looked down, there was, protruding from his chest with a hole in his shirt. He said he didn't see a drop of blood come out the whole time. Once I felt the nail in me, I was like, well, I can't pull that one out. Too many important things over there. Which, by the way, was brilliant of him and so life-saving, okay? Remember the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin, when he was impaled in his heart by a stingray stinger, he stood up and pulled it out. Well, the serratedness of that stinger caused more damage than the initial puncture. And unfortunately, he died instantly. In this particular case, he left well enough alone. He didn't pull it out. And the funny thing is that's her instinct. This always, you know, I heard what happened with Steve Irwin, and I'm like, I would have pulled it out too. My instinct, I wouldn't have sat there and thought of my medical training. Initially, I would have said, I got something in my body that shouldn't be there. Pull it out. And you don't do that. What you do is you leave it in and let us doctors pull it out. Because what we could do is we evaluate the situation. We do a lot of evaluation. You know, we assess the situation. And that's what we do. We come in. Okay, so basically, you come into the ER and you got this thing in your body. Okay? First thing we're going to do is give you something to relax and give you something for pain. Okay, because we can't assess any situation with you freaking out, and we don't want you in pain, and we don't want you pulling it out. So maybe we'll give you some Versed, maybe we'll give you some Ativan, okay, maybe we'll give you some morphine, so we'll let you relax. We're also going to make sure that you're stable. You got something in your heart, we're going to want to make sure that your blood pressure is good, and your blood pressure is stable. So after you make sure your blood pressure is stable and you're looking good, we'll give you some fluids. We always like to give IV fluids. Just in case you start to bleed, we want to make sure you have plenty of volume in your blood, even if a lot of it is fluid, to circulate through the body. So we're going to give you IV fluids, okay? Not too many, but give you IV fluids what you need. And then we assess the situation. So we'd take you to the OR, and we'd roll you in, and then we would put you to sleep, and then we would open up that area and take a look and see where the damage is. And then we would carefully, very, very carefully, being prepared to stop any bleeding or intervene. And let's say we need paddles for the heart in case removing that nail, you know, is enough to kind of mess with the electricity of the heart. We would very carefully remove that nail and be prepared in case your heart starts to go through funny rhythms. And, you know, it's a very slow, methodical process. You're like, it's a nail. Just pull the sucker out. No, because a lot could go wrong on the inside that we can't get to. So anyway, he said he didn't see any blood. He said he didn't want to call an ambulance. I'm not sure why not. Because he figured that would take another hour by the time it got there and the paramedics checked him out. Oh, wait, he didn't want to call the ambulance because he figured it would take another hour. Anyway, something's wrong with the way this was written. Anyway, he cleaned off sawdust from his clothes, hopped in his truck, and started down the 12-mile drive to Bay Area Medical Center. He said 8 miles in, it started to hurt quite a bit. So he was brought into the emergency room. He texted his wife, Donna, who was at church, to let her know where he was and that he needed a new shirt because they had to cut his off. Oh, it's funny. He said the autocorrect did him no favors. Apparently, when he texted her, I'm at the ER, all it said is, I'm at the Wii. Oh, autocorrect sucks. I hate autocorrect on my phone. Now, I'm assuming that if the wife was in church, she did say some extra prayer. If anybody goes, oh my gosh, my wife didn't come running when I needed her. Look, if she's in church, let her pray. In fact, she could probably do more for him praying in church than racing to the ER. So anyway, when she walked in, she was like, oh my gosh, her jaw dropped. Anyway, Bay Area Medical Center did not have a heart surgeon. So Bergeson was transported to the Aurora Bay Care Medical Center in Green Bay, still with the needle sticking out of his chest. And it wasn't until he was in the recovery room that he found out how close he was to dying. The doctor, Alexander Reutstein, said, I don't know if you know how lucky you are, but the thickness of a sheet of paper was how close you came to having minutes left. So the nail apparently stopped before it would have made contact with a major artery. That major artery would have caused internal bleeding and the heart to stop pumping blood in about 2 to 3 minutes. The wrong heartbeat, a wrong position, he would have had a much more complicated problem. So, oh my gosh, thank God. So he was released from the hospital a few days later after surgery, and the fireplace still isn't finished. And I don't know if the wife is nagging him to finish the fireplace. Is this your way of getting out of doing the fireplace, shooting yourself with a nail gun? No, I'm sure she's pretty cool. So the fireplace is not finished, and he said he's more conscious of where he points the nail gun since the incident. So local media just picked it up, which is why now it's all over the place. His son, Alex, has made him update his life insurance policy. Okay. All right. So they're going on and on in the Washington Post about this. Okay. So, you know, wow. Wowee. You know, thank God, you know, you hear these things and you're like, oh my gosh. Unfortunately, there's so many cases where people aren't as lucky. And, you know, it's that, you know, I've taught you guys a lot about first aid and, you know, what to do in terms of, you know, life, CPR, et cetera. But something punctures you, okay, and it's near any important organ, even if you punctured your finger and you have a nail in your finger, do not remove it because you could destroy nerves, you could destroy ligaments, you could destroy certain joints. Do not move it. Leave everything in place. And I know it freaks you out that there's something in your body, but look at it this way, okay? How many of you guys can't stand going to the emergency room because there's a long wait? I can't stand. I remember having an emergency, and I had to just sit on the gurney for hours. So if you walk in with the foreign body or the sword or the knife or whatever sticking out of you, there's a very good chance you get taken to the back quickly. So, you know, don't walk in there, you know, having a hanky on something. They'll make you sit. So keep in mind that you'll get through the ER faster with everybody seeing the weapon or whatever, you know, coming out of you. And I think that'll, you know, that'll probably make a lot more sense. All right. I'm not sure what's going on with the Powerball jackpot or the Mega Millions, but I guess we're getting advice that you do not want to win this. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess this week's Powerball jackpot of $430 million is the 12th largest prize in U.S. lottery history. From what I understand, the drawing is going to be held at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and it is also the 9th biggest Powerball jackpot. The cash option of this $430 million is a little bit of a discount, or discount a little bit, to $273.4 million. I guess the twice-weekly Powerball jackpot has not been hit since June 10th, when Jeff Lindsay of Menifee, California, won the $447.8 million prize. Since then, 18 drawings have been held without a ticket being bought that match five numbers plus the Powerball. Now, last Saturday, I guess the drawing produced five $50,000 winners in New Jersey. I'm not sure about the rest of the country. And they say those tickets match four numbers plus the Powerball. Oh, doesn't that stink? You get four numbers plus Powerball, and all you needed was the fifth to basically be set the rest of your life, and your kids set, and your grandchildren set, and your pets, and your, you know, man. So, now on Friday, the Mega Millions drought ended when a $393 million ticket was sold in Illinois. All right, so we are being, so it's very interesting. WSB-TV in Atlanta has a very cute article on why maybe you don't want to win a Powerball jackpot, okay? Number one, they say, is the advertised jackpot amount is wildly inflated. They say you won't really get the full amount anyway, even if you choose to collect in a lump sum, as most winners do. The amount will immediately shrink by roughly 40%. Then the IRS will carve off at least 25% in withholding taxes. Hardly worth it, right? Well, even if they take 25% of $250 million, I do think it's so worth it. They say your relationships with family and friends will change, and not in a good way. They say from jackpot day forward, you'll always wonder, are they being nice to me because I'm their family member or friend, or are they buttering me up because they want something? They say, keep an eye on your drinking at all times. And, you know, my family doesn't really like me, period. So, I would definitely suspect that. I'm kind of the black sheep in the family, you know. I'm just not very, I don't know where that term even came from. But I'm definitely not anybody's favorite. Yeah, I talk to my mom about this all the time. You know, she acts like, you know, she loves all her kids the same. But I know she likes me the least. You know, I'm the one that has the worst attitude. I back talk her. I call it like it is. You know, so I know I'm not her favorite by any means, by a long shot. That's okay. They say the money won't make you happier. A study published in 1978 in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology a few decades back, when lotteries were still fairly new, compared the happiness levels of Illinois state lottery winners and non-winners. They found little difference. And when it came to rating everyday happiness, the lottery winners took significantly less pleasure in the simple things like chatting with a friend or reading a magazine. Okay, I'm not a millionaire, and I don't really like to read magazines, and chatting with friends isn't always a pleasurable experience to begin with. So I don't know where they're going with that one. But, it is true. You know, once you, okay, like, for example, okay, when I was little and we had to go on an airplane, it was a rare thing because, you know, it was still expensive for us to go flying. But we would be on TWA, and it would be just so, so exciting to be on an airplane, okay? And then when I was grown up and I'm sitting in coach and I'm on an airplane, it was exciting to be on an airplane and coach. If you've ever flown first class, you cannot go back to coach. You have to because it's expensive and you can't continually pay for first class. But Lord have mercy. I tell you, man, you know, once you eat a good steak or have a good wine, there's an article talking about how to figure out or why, I guess good wine tastes better. We'll talk about that. But, you know, once you have, you know, what you have, everything seems smaller in comparison. Now, you can get used to you can go back and get used to it, and you could forget the memory of first class or the boyfriend or the girlfriend or the fancy car that you had or the home, And one of the reasons why that happens is a lot of times with our brains, we talk ourselves out of it. So many of you guys had a larger house or apartment before the recession. And then after the recession, you downsized, which I think is very, very smart. I downsized and we're going to downsize again. My goal is for us to not have a mortgage. So is my husband's goal. So we will downsize to the point where whatever two-bedroom condo or whatever we have is paid free and clear. So then if I ever get fired from, you know, radio because my show's ratings just don't approve, which I this is very hypothetical, okay? I mean, I'm not saying this would ever happen, but it's very, very hypothetical that my show's ratings may not be good at one point in time. Then luckily I don't have to panic about losing my house. You know, I could go back to waiting tables. And honestly, I made some good money waiting tables. I could schlep drinks. I bartended. I could do that. I could go back to doing that. So back to what we were talking about. So, you know, psychologically, we know how to talk ourselves out of it. Like, for example, many people that had big houses and big yards, they go, the big yard was ridiculous. The big house, I didn't need all that. And so we can talk ourselves into a more practical, you know, frame of reference of, you know, what makes us happy and what doesn't. And a big house doesn't make you happy. I get scared being in a big house because I think, you know, somebody bad could break in, you know, five rooms down. I don't like being in big houses, you know. In fact, when I have a hotel room, I am really, really comfortable, you know, knowing my confined space and knowing I'm safe in that confined space. So, you know, smaller hotel room, the happier I am. There's an argument for that. Then they say, more recently than the 1970s research, a 2008 University of California study measured people's happiness 6 months after winning a relatively modest lottery prize, a lump sum equivalent to about 8 months' worth of income. They said that we found that this had zero detectable effect of happiness at the time. According to study author Peter Kuhn, one of the study authors and a professor of economics. Now, they have a case called of Jack Whitaker. He is a poster child for lottery misery as a West Virginia businessman who won a $315 million Powerball jackpot back in 2002. At that time, $315 million was the largest in U.S. history. A decade later, his daughter and granddaughter died of possible drug overdoses. His wife had divorced him, and he had been sued multiple times, according to Joe Nocera, writing for the New York Times opinion pages. Once, when he was at a strip club, someone drugged Whitaker's drink, took $545,000 in cash that had been sitting in his car. The lottery winner said, at one point, I wish I'd torn that ticket up. So, I know. What the hell is he doing having $500,000 sitting in his car? I don't get that. Well, that's the other thing, too. Some people are, you know, kind of stupid with their money. And, you know, you get all this money. You know, yeah, I'll probably go to Outback Steakhouse and I'll probably get the big steak. You know, I'm probably not going to order water. I'll actually order a beverage, you know, off the menu. What else would I buy? You know what? I'd buy a new cat. Because the cats I have are really mean to me. Maybe I'd buy a better radio show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.